Hello.
Oh, hi. Denise here on a recorded line. I think we got disconnected.
Okay, yeah. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Oh, she calls back.
Yes, yes, absolutely. So I was getting your middle name, and it's D-E-N-I-S-H-I-N. That's as far as I got.
Okay, D-E-N-I-S-H-I. N is in Nancy. A is in Edward. Y is in Yo-Yo. E is in Edward.
Oh, got it. Okay. So D-E-N-I-S-H-I-N-E-Y-E?
N-A-Y-E. A is an apple.
Oh, okay. Got it. N-A-Y-E at the end, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then, were any of the following issues during pregnancy, I'm going to name these off. Please let me know if you had any of these during pregnancy, okay? Hypertensive disease, tobacco use, illicit drug use, placenta insufficiency, delayed cord clamping, HIV AIDS, none of the above or unknown?
None of the above, no.
Okay. And then was the child born premature? You did confirm that. You gave me the weeks, the gestational age, and I did ask you that earlier. So I'll put yes for that question. And then what state was the child born in? And you did answer that as well. San Bernardino, California. And then was your child diagnosed in the NICU?
Yes.
And then please list the approximate dates. So then we would put the admission date and the discharge date. So the admission date would be when the child was diagnosed, or when was the admission date?
Okay, when he was diagnosed, it was June 8th.
Is that when he was admitted into the NICU? Or I mean, he was in the NICU when he was... born.
Yeah.
So then we'll put the date of birth.
Okay.
And then discharge date. NICU discharge date. So when did he leave the hospital?
He was hospitalized approximately like 30-35 days. So I don't have an exact, you know.
Okay.
It was a while ago, but for sure, he was hospitalized for like 30, 35 days.
Okay. So then if he was born on the 21st, let me see here. So then he was discharged. He was diagnosed on the 8th. So then would it be safe to say like on the 29th he was discharged, June 29th?
Around somewhere like that, yes.
Okay. And again, it could be like around a guesstimate as long as it's around that time. So,
okay.
Yeah, we'll put that. And then let's see here. You did mention the birth weight earlier. I think you did actually, or maybe not. How much did he weigh?
4 pounds.
4 pounds? Okay. 4 pounds and then 0 ounces? Is that?
Yeah, something around there, yeah.
Okay. And then let's see, usage start date. So this is when the child began to take the formula. And you did mention it was right when he was born, correct?
Yes.
And then usage stop date, the end date. He stopped taking the formula. You answered that earlier. Around 6-6.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And then let's see. What was the time between usage and injury? And we did, you did answer that earlier. It was around 17 days when they, he started taking the formula on the 21st, and then he stopped taking the formula 6-6. So that's around 17 days.
Yes.
And then was the child fed formula or fortifier in the hospital? And I know some of these questions sound redundant, but I do have to ask them for the recording and quality assurance purposes.
Yeah, he was fed the formula in the hospital.
Okay. And then did your child have any of the following symptoms after drinking the cow-based milk formula? And I know you mentioned a few on the beginning of the call. You did mention vomiting. And then, let's see, was it green vomit?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you also mentioned blood in his stool?
Yes.
Okay. And then he couldn't hold down any, like, food you mentioned. I'm going to name off some more to see if any of these sound like that's what your child had. So low body temperature.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was just going to say. Like, his temperature, we have unstable temperature.
Low body temperature, okay. And then apnea, hypotension, bradycardia, swollen red or tender belly, trouble feeding, constipation, lethargic.
No.
Okay. And do you have a copy of the medical records for your son?
No, but I told you, if you give me some time, I could always go to the hospital and, you know, grab them. I don't have them on hand. I've moved a few times since I've had them.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And I know you did mention that you had moved a few times, so that's understandable. And then, let's see. What treatments, medical procedures did your child undergo due to NEC? And I'll name them off here. Antibiotics, blood transfusion, assisted ventilation, Penrose drain, exploratory laparotomy, ostomy surgery.
Yeah, laparotomy for sure. And I guess the breathing, you have to get extra oxygen. I don't know if that's the medical term you just said.
The blood transfusion?
No, the extra oxygen he was put on, he had to put on a breathing machine.
Oh, assisted ventilation.
Yeah, and then the laparotomy surgery.
Okay. Okay, thank you for letting me know. And then I'll keep going down the list here, just a few more. Ostomy surgery, PICC line, unrelated surgeries. Do any of those sound familiar?
I don't know if I'm just giving a medical term, but he had to get fed through IV, so is that a PICC line? I'm not too sure.
Oh, okay. I'll write that in the notes.
Yeah, he had to get
fed
through IV.
IV. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I don't want to, you know, I don't want to say yes to something, but I don't know if they're using, you know, medical terms or not.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Let me look up PICC line really quickly.
okay.
So PICC line, it's inserted in the, it's a central catheter. It's a thin flexible tube inserted into a vein in the upper arm and threaded into a large vein near the heart. So this is intravenous IV fluids, medications, and chemotherapy.
Okay, yeah. Because you definitely have to get fed through IV.
Okay. I'll put that in the notes as well. Assisted ventilation, fed through IV, PICC line. Okay.
And then that surgery, you said the part of commonly surgery.
Oh, yes, I have that on there as well.
Okay.
It's just not letting me pick more than one, so I'm going to put the rest on the notes here. Assisted ventilation, fed through IV, PICC line, and then I did mark off the exploratory laparotomy. However you say that. Hopefully
yeah, that's
I'm saying it okay.
I hope I am. I'm like, I hope she knows, you know, those medical terms. I
yeah,
have no clue.
I know. Same here. And then when was your child last treated for any NEC-related issues?
I've been treated because it's like it's basically just diagnosed. So he hasn't like treated for any. I just have to adjust his food like on a daily schedule. Like you know, he gets treated almost every day for it.
Mm-hmm.
Not like medically, but like, it's just his diet and what he eats is very sensitive.
Oh, I see. Okay. I guess this is more for like if he's being treated by a doctor. Is he being monitored by a doctor still?
That regular, like, same hospital, regular.
Like
but
every
not
2 months,
like,
or?
Whatever, like, when they do checkups, or they tell me to bring them in, or, you know, just on a normal basis, not just directly for that, because, you know,
oh, not directly for NAC.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
When was the last time that he was seen for any NAC-related issues? Was that when he was, like at the hospital, or... Was he checked up on, like, after he left the hospital?
It's like that, like, when we left the hospital, but when we go back for the checkups, you know, they always just check, ask me how he's doing, what he's eating, and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like he wasn't put on any medicine or, you know, anything like that. You know, nothing that, it was something I had to do every day for him causing it. It was a
mm-hmm.
diet. Adjustments and stuff like that.
So when was the last time that he was seen by a doctor and then they discussed like his like NAC like complications? Because I know you mentioned like he still has like the dietary restrictions and digestive issues
mm-hmm.
and everything. So I guess I just need to put a date on here when he was last like checked up on.
Okay, you can do you could say November 2020. You could say November 2024, somewhere around there.
Okay,
yeah,
November of 2024. Was it the middle of November? We just need to put like a date on there.
Yeah, you could do the middle. I'm not.
Okay. No problem. 11/20 of 2024. Okay. And then now. We're getting to the doctor information, diagnosing doctor and the treating doctor. We'll start with the diagnosing doctor. Do you remember the first name and last name?
Yes, my name was Dr. Ogden Eden.
Dr. Ogden?
Ogden. O-L-G-A Eden.
O-L-G-A. Okay. And then last name, Eden? Okay.
Yeah, A-D-A-N.
Okay, and I do see a doctor by that name. She's coming up in Rancho Cucamonga. Is that correct?
Well, probably, but you know, when you come to the hospital, I don't know if they travel, but she's at San Bernardino. But that's her.
Oh, got it. Okay. I'll put her name, and then I'll put the hospital information on in that section. So.
Okay.
Good thing I did find her, though. She's a pediatrician, it looks like, MD.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me put her name in here, and then let me copy and paste the hospital information. And then the phone number. And the diagnosing facility name. And then the treating doctor. Okay, so this is the doctor who diagnosed your child. Is she also the doctor who treated your son?
Yes.
Okay, let me re-enter her information under the treating doctor as well.
Because you are. What the fuck does that mean? I'm confused.
Okay. And then, let's see here. We're almost done here. Once we're done, I'll just review everything just to make sure everything is accurate, and I'll be sending you a DocuSign, okay?
Okay.
So we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or apart from you?
I'm apart from me.
Okay. And then can I get the first name?
Let me see. Which sister is more reliable? Olivia.
Olivia. Okay. O-L-I-V-I-A.
Yeah, Price.
Price, P-R-I-C-E. Okay.
Yes.
And then phone number?
626-217-9090.
Okay, 626-217-9090. And then you said sister, correct? Relationship, sister. Okay.
Oh, no, cousin. I was saying sister because I was trying to see which one, but this is my
your cousin. Okay, got it.
She's the most reliable. That's her, you know.
Yeah, it's always good to pick a reliable family member, for sure.
Yeah.
And then emergency contact address, would she be in the same state as yourself?
Yes, you actually put my address. We have, the same, so she sends us, it's the most stable address. So you can put mine.
Okay, California. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So it looks like we have completed everything. I have Olivia Price as your emergency contact. She's your cousin, 626-217-9090. And then let me keep scrolling up here. I have the treating doctor, Dr. Olga Aiden at Dignity Health. St. Bernardine Medical Center, and then the same doctor who treated your son is also the diagnosing doctor, is the treating doctor. So I put her in both sections here, and then let me keep scrolling up. Your child did consume formula from 5/21/2020 to 6/6/2020. And then your child's birth weight was 4 pounds. And then NICU admission date 5/21/2020. NICU discharge date 6/29/2020. The child was diagnosed in the NICU in the state of California. Your child was born premature. And I have your first name, T as in Tom, A as in Apple, K as in Kite, A as in Apple, Y, A. Middle name, D as in David, E as in Elephant, N as in Nancy, I, S as in Sam, H as in Harry, I. N as in Nancy, A as in Apple, Y, E. Last name, R, A as in Apple, N as in Nancy, D as in David, E as in Elephant, R. And then I have your home address as 1380 West 48th Street, San Bernardino, California, 92407, apartment 12. I have a mobile number of 747-477-4296, and then we confirmed your email earlier. I have the last four of your social, 4091. Yeah. And then I have the child's last four of social is 0816. Yeah. Child's name is A as in apple, U as in umbrella, N as in Nancy, D as in David, R as in river, E as in elephant. That's the first name, and then last name, T as in Tom, A as in apple, Y-L-O-R, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Your child was diagnosed with NEC necrotizing enterocolitis. You do have a birth certificate, and then your child's date of birth is 5/21/2020, diagnosed at the hospital at 32 weeks gestational age at birth. And you do have authority to sign on behalf of your child. And let's see here, you are the mother.
Okay.
Your child did take the formula Similac.
Yeah.
And then we're almost done here. Let's see. You do not have an attorney and you have not signed anything with another law firm, and you would like to participate in the baby formula lawsuit. So everything does sound accurate?
Yes.
Perfect. So I will be sending you that DocuSign now, and you should be receiving it in your email shortly. Once you do receive it, I'll stay on the phone with you in case you need any assistance with signing. It's rather simple, but again, I'm here to assist you should you need it, okay?
Okay. My email has, do I have to sign it? Do I need to sign it now, or will I be able to try and log in on my computer? Because my service will be kind of, while I'm on the phone, kind of.
Did you say you're going to have trouble signing now while we're on the phone?
No, it's loading, usually sometimes, so, it's good right now.
Got it. Okay.
No. Okay, so, yep, it's here. It's loading. Okay, so it's signature.
Yeah, and then meanwhile, I'll be composing a text message. I'll be here if you need me, okay? I'll be sending you a text message with my information.
This is finished.
This is finished. Okay. Let me check on my end. Let's see here. I know it's a long intake. Thank you so much for your patience. This is usually the hardest part, just gathering all the information. And then once the law firm gets involved, they'll give you a call, I always say, within a week or so.
Okay.
And then they'll confirm the details with you and ask you any questions that they have. And you can ask them any questions you have. And then they'll keep providing you updates through the, time of the lawsuit and everything. I'm just checking your forms now. Okay, everything looks good. I'll be sending you my direct line and also the law firm's direct line in case they don't get a hold of you within a week. You can call them directly and they'll look up your case and provide you with anything you need, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Of course. I wish both of you the best, okay? Have a wonderful rest of your day. Thank you so much for your time. Uh-huh. Okay, bye-bye.